My name is Clint O'Neill, and I'm from Farmer City, Illinois. I played for Coach Maiden in 2013 through 2016. Coach Maiden, 40 years coaching, and that's pretty impressive. I mean, there's not a lot of guys, I think, that I can think of off the top of my head that's been coaching that long and been changing people's lives, been a big public and changing communities and kids' lives. I mean, you can see, I mean, you getting a hold of me from a small town. I mean, you changed my life, how I go about baseball. You changed my life, how I go about everyday life. I mean, it's pretty amazing how somebody puts their heart and soul into that, in the game and to the community and to the kids and helping kids get better, to get seen, put their names out to coaches, and really put his name on the line and trust those kids to go through with it and have just the heart to, you know, want to give back to kids and see them actually succeed in the game and, you know, give them the opportunity to see what it's like to, you know, go from maybe a high school level acting like you're in the pros. I mean, getting coached like you're in the pros, traveling like you're in the pros, it just shows how much you're dedicated because you go and you leave with us. I mean, you work all year round, and you take them 3 months out of them of the year when we're traveling. That's your personal time. I mean, that shows it right there how much you give to the game, because you've been doing that for 40 plus years of giving your time to youngsters and kids like me to give them a chance to play and see the world and see talent out there and get their name out there. And it's on your dime. I mean, you ain't getting paid to do it, and it's pretty amazing if I say so myself. I would say he is part of the family. My dad talks about you all the time. My mom, my sisters, we always talk. You call me all time to time. Even if I haven't seen you in a while, you still call me, ask me how I've been. I mean, you'll always be a part of my family forever. I mean, favorite moment or memory? That's kind of hard. We've got quite a few off the field. My favorite moment was probably when we were in Florida, and me, three other guys wanted to go down to Miami when we were there. It was a two-hour drive. You told us, we got to leave by a certain time, and we'd be like, oh, we'll leave early in the morning. We'll be back by then. Well, we went with Coach Juan. We were headed back. We ended up running out of gas, and then we filled up again, and then we ended up running out of gas again about a mile away from where we were staying at in the hotel. And all I can remember is us four deciding, well, we'll just push it the rest of the way. So we started pushing. We finally get up close to the hotel, and all you see is Coach Maiden with his video camera out videoing us, just laughing his ass off, having a good time, because he told us you probably shouldn't go there, having to push that van about a mile or so. Is something I kind of won't forget, because we filled up with gas and everything like that. We were a little bit late too, so. On the field wise, one of my favorite moments, my personal favorite moment memory, was when we were in the Pennsylvania tournament. It was my first year and everything, and it was an elimination game, and we were playing Zanesville, Ohio, and we were playing on the big field, and he let me pitch that game. We ended up going, I think, 10 or 11 innings with him. We ended up losing 2-1, but I pitched like 9 2/3 inning, I think. And it kind of showed me that I could hang with, you know, guys that are 22 years old, and I'm sitting there at 17 and pitching late into the game and everything like that. It just kind of made me, you know, my confidence really grow, that you trusted me to go into that moment, you know, pitching and having the faith into me to actually go up against guys, you know, 4 or 5 years older than me and keep us in the game and everything like that. So that's something I feel like I'll take forever. I mean, he really helped me baseball-wise, my confidence a lot with trusting me in something like that, where, you know, sometimes looking at me being a younger guy, you may be, maybe thinking, well, he might not be able to handle the situation of being in an elimination game. And you kind of trusted me to go on the mound and keep keep us in and try to fight for a win to stay alive really helped me out a lot, confidence-wise. So that's a memory on the field-wise I'll keep forever. Something that I've wanted to see the coach made it. Thanks for the memories.